But let's talk to a guy who knows a thing or two about recruiting. Andrew Ivins from Inside the U joins us now on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. So, Andrew, I'm trying to calm the people down. I have a very big Miami Hurricanes focus on my show, so a lot of Hurricanes fans will listen. And a lot of people are freaking out about the decommits from the class of 2019. Should fans be panicking about the players that have jumped ship in recent weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you see decommitments, there's going to be some panic from the fan base. And when you've seen two guys that Miami had kind of got on before other schools back off the class, and Marcus Crowley and Cornelius Sutton, it's never a good sign. And then you toss that in with the fact of the losses and then missing out on Braylon Ingraham. It's not good. But I don't really think it's time to panic yet right now. I think Miami, out of the 19 kids they got committed, they probably got 7 or 8 guys that are real solid, and they happen to be their highest-ranked commits. So I don't think it's time to hit panic just yet. There's still some work to be done, but I wouldn't panic just yet.
What are, in the class of 2019, for the players that are still committed and locked in, what area do you think Miami is addressing best, be it, you know, defensive line, linebacker, anywhere? What position group do you think Miami is addressing best with this class?
I would say right now it's just defense in general. I think either 4 of their 5 highest-ranked commits are on defense. I love the defensive end they got, Jafari Harvey out of Vero Beach. I mean, I think he's probably one of the most underrated recruits in the state. You look at Jarvis Brownlee, the cornerback at Carroll City. He's starting to get a bunch of offers now, so that's another kid I really like. And then you got Avery Huss, the linebacker there at Fort Lauderdale, same time as Aquinas. He's a real athletic guy. So I think they're doing a good job of evaluating defensive talent and making some of these guys who can kind of, you know, I think are better than maybe the stars indicate. I think that's just what Manny wants to do in terms of locking down South Florida.
So, you know, Andrew, you're on social media. You cover the Canes, so I'm sure you see a lot of the criticism towards Mark Richt, towards the play calling. You know, of course, pointing fingers at the way the offense has performed. I can certainly understand it based on how anemic they've been. But do you think Mark Richt might be even criticized a little bit unfairly based on some of the feedback coming in?
Well, it starts then with him, his program. I think obviously his fans on the right frustrated, but at the same time, I think maybe the expectations are a little high after the last week. Maybe the bar was finding a little bit ahead of schedule. I think if you look at every bounce line that went Miami played last year, and then you look at this year, every bounce has to go against Miami, not against Miami. So I don't think it's roughly, especially in quarterback. I mean, we want to know the Delta quarterback, and we're in year 2 or year 3 instead of that guy. So I get it. I think if you can take him some more time to kind of transform that roster into what you want.
Which game are you at, by the way? I know you're at the state playoffs. Which game are you at?
I'm at Carroll City. I try to get as far away as I can.
How's it going, by the way? Because I know that's a mega game. Obviously, you know, I talk to Larry Bluestein pretty much every day. He is hyping me up for that game so much.
Well, it's 7-7 here in the tied at 7 in the mid-second quarter. So it's a good one. Naquan Wright's moving the ball. Both teams are actually running the ball pretty well. So. And it's absolutely packed here, Trav.
Well, let me get your take. Andrew Ivins from Inside the U is with us. I actually feel pretty good about the Virginia Tech game tomorrow from a Miami perspective. Virginia Tech's defense has just been so bad. Do you think that's a game Miami can and will win tomorrow afternoon?
I think it is. I mean, I said it every week. Eventually, one of these ones is going to go their way, and I agree. I mean, for me, Tech's defense is bad. What I've seen out of the past few weeks, they want nothing to do with it. They've lost so many guys. And if you think a team of football is broken like Miami, I think those guys are more broken. So I think if Miami can find a way to get a perfect start and get some touchdowns going, I think Miami's defense can make stops. And that's really what I think a lot of people are really realizing right now. Miami's defense is playing at a championship level. I know they're 5-5, but if the offense can just score and not put that defense in such a bad position, I mean, they're winning way more games.
He's Andrew Ivins. Follow him on Twitter at Andrew_Ivins and check out his work at miami.247sports.com at Inside the U. Andrew, enjoy that game, my friend. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Bye.